Christmas Audio Boom, episode 8 of 2011. Should JavaFX invest in a HTML5 renderer output? That is the question here. Now, we know that HTML5 works only inside a browser. And the question is, should JavaFX have a solution for HTML5? So there is a confusion here. First confusion to outlay is, well, it seems that the world is moving to application stores in the future. And what that means is that our applications will be sandboxed in the future. There's no doubt about that. So, in fact, Microsoft have just announced they are creating their own application store. So Shane Richard of the Daily Telegraph in the UK, on their website, tells us this. In a move that follows Apple, which successfully launched its Mac App Store in January, Microsoft confirmed that it will launch a Windows Store to provide applications for Windows 8 computers. Developers will be able to submit their apps to the store from late February next year, 2012. Apps can be free, but the minimum price for those that charge will be $1.49. Microsoft will take 30% commission as usual, a percentage that has become standard. But they may drop it to as much as 20% if the app generates more than $20,000. So there is an incentive there. So what does this have to do with Java? So important, we know that Java and Windows work perfectly well. It's the first runtime on JavaFX. But will Java run in the Microsoft App Store? If I was the executives at Oracle, I'd be sending the executive team down there to make sure that that is the case, that it does run. So regarding HTML5, it's a web standard solution from the what working group there, and really for that solution to work with JavaFX will require a renderer. And then there's the problem with HTML5 and CSS 3 or 4. You are at the mercy of the browser standards. So there's another bit of technology indirection there. And is it viable for someone to invest the time to write a renderer or a connection that will turn JavaFX API calls into a native HTML5 and CSS equivalent? In part, perhaps it's useful as a viable solution if you want your application to only work in a browser, but that might not be the solution for your applications. If you need real native performance or features on a phone or device that can only be accessed currently through a native API call. So Oracle have at least invested in this, or at least demonstrated that it is practical at Java 1. Having said that, JavaFX is going to be open source, the controls are, so someone in the future, or a business, or a company, or an individual can write the Glass Windowing Toolkit and library extension, and also the Prism, no, not the Prism, but the Audio Media extension to do this. Regarding JavaFX, output in HTML5, possibly, maybe, should it be done, that is a business decision. The other way that Oracle have shown is obviously to embed with the app a virtual machine for certain environments that forbid virtual machines being installed or writing the cross-compiler solution as in the way of Flash. None of these things are set in stone. They are all outlines. What is guaranteed is that we are facing sandboxed applications in the future. That's it. And we have to get used to that.